The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, you're going to hear the story of a mom of two who, with only around 2,000 followers on Instagram, launched a custom headband company. In her first launch, she successfully sold out of 100 headbands in just 24 hours. She has now turned that initial launch into a successful business on Etsy, which you're going to hear about today, and she's now in the process of transitioning from Etsy to her own custom Shopify domain. So you're going to get to hear everything from ground zero. Hey, I don't even have a website. I don't even have an Etsy yet. All I have is a couple thousand Instagram followers, building all the way up through selling on Etsy, selling hundreds of thousands of dollars on Etsy, and now building her own website and custom domain. I'm so excited to get to share this interview with you today. Today, I am interviewing Veronique, who is aka the Mom and Hippie, and she is the CEO of the Mom and Hippie brand. We do have a discount code for you if you want to check out her product, so definitely stay tuned for that. And listen up, because this is a great testimony and example of starting with what you have. You don't need to have things perfect. You don't need to have things totally ironed out. You don't even need to necessarily have a website or a landing page. You can get started with just your social media following. And that's another point, is you don't need a million. You don't even need 100,000. You don't even need 10,000. You can get started with just a couple hundred or a few thousand followers on social media. So without further ado, let's get to the interview. Hi, Veronique. Welcome to Build Your Tribe.
Hi.
I hope I pronounced that okay. We're talking today virtually from French Canada to Seattle, Washington. So I'm excited to have you on the podcast today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what you did before owning your current company?
Of course. I first started as an entrepreneur with the MLM called Team Beachbody, which you pretty much know a lot about. And I was a big fan of your mom. And I was doing this full-time for 5 years until I went to Marketing Impact Academy conference. And your mom asked, what would you do, like, besides just being a coach virtually, like adding some other strength to your business? And the thing that I thought during the conference was starting my headband company, because I was always putting headbands on and I was having like 10 messages a day. Where do you find your headbands? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why can't I have my company? So it sat in my mind for about a year and a half. And then I had to, you know, make a choice with my health because I was not feeling healthy. And I had also had BII in 2019, suffering from that, didn't know about it. And I cannot do fitness anymore and everything. So I was like, I'm going to go back on the, you know, the normal world 9-to-5 market. And I'm going to start my headband company just, you know, beside. And then it took off. Really fast, really, really fast. I didn't even know I could, you know, I knew I had a platform for this. I had a fitness platform. So people were like, wanted to buy the headbands like very fast. I had about 100 headbands the first time I made them and it fell out in one day.
Wow.
and it just took off like this. So yeah. Oh, so
wow.
Since 2019, I have my brand.
Wow. So, okay. So it was just something that like you kind of love to do and you were like, hey, you know, I'm into this and I talk about it all the time and people always ask me, but maybe I'll just do it on the side. And then it took off a lot bigger than you ever imagined.
Exactly. When you have something on your mind, you know, you just have to go for it. And that's what I learned through this process, just having confidence in the ideas that I had in my head.
Okay, so that first batch of 100, were those headbands that you made yourself or what was that process like?
I designed them and then someone made them for me because I'm not someone
Got it.
Who is sewing or anything. So yeah, that's what I did. I outsourced the sewing company.
Got it. Okay. So you said they sold out in a day.
Yeah.
Did you have a huge social media following? What was your primary like marketing platform, or how did you go about that?
In 2019, I was primarily on Instagram, but I also had built up my platform on Facebook about 10,000 people. But on Instagram, I had maybe 2,000, but it was a really tight kind of that I built there. So everyone wanted to just try it on because they were like, yeah, it's fun and it looks awesome. So I had to do, e-transfer for every transaction. So I didn't have Etsy at that time. So it was pretty much overwhelming. So this is why I transitioned to Etsy. I thought about that after. I was like, I have to have a platform for the transaction. So that's why I went on Etsy. Yeah.
Got it. I'm sure that was overwhelming. Tell me more about Etsy. Why Etsy? What is Etsy? Are you still sticking with Etsy? Tell me more about it.
Why Etsy? Because it was so easy to set up and I didn't have the financial situation to just have a website done, and I wanted to be fast so that I can launch fast for the next time. And Etsy is free. It's just 20 cents a listing, and then you pay when you sell something. So pretty much for everyone. So someone told me about that. I was like, yeah, that's the very easiest thing I can do right now to just have the money and just have a virtual website. And as for now, we just this month transitioned to Shopify because Etsy right now is taking way too much money out of our pockets, and we want to have a professional website. So now we have the funds to do it.
Awesome. I love that. I love the way you built. You were like, okay, let's get this out there. I don't want to spend months and months building a website and doing all this. I just want to make it fast and efficient. And so you went with Etsy. That's really cool. For the last couple of years, what have you been relying on for your marketing? Has it been social media? Have you been running ads? Have you just been allowing the algorithm of Etsy to kind of do its thing, or how's that been?
Okay, so it's pretty much organic marketing. I didn't do much since 2019. People really talk about our stuff because they love it. And we have a little card that we put in our shipping things that say, if you talk about our brand and tag us on Instagram, you can win a headband every month. So that's one of the things that makes people talk about our brands and they love it. And also we have micro influencers as well. So this is something we started just this summer, and they helped us like building up. We have $5 a day of marketing on Etsy, which drives maybe 1% of our sales. It's not that much, but we have, you know, sales that comes from United Kingdom and United States and France and Italy and stuff like that. So that's good. You know, we can expand our wings that way. But our plan for 2022 is really to have an agency, you know, set up ads for everything that we do. But we were able, as of now, to make $300,000 in sales only with organic marketing. So for me, it's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be very good for just about anyone. That's pretty awesome.
I need to interrupt really quickly to let our listeners know about the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. This is a free 3-day virtual event that my mom and I are hosting to teach you how to convert your followers into customers on Instagram. We're going to help you grow your Instagram and learn once and for all how to make more sales on Instagram. What's the actual formula for building trust? How do you make an income even if you don't have a million followers yet? How do you actually share a link if you don't have 10,000 followers and the swipe up yet? How can you actually make all of this work that you've been putting in on Instagram worth it? Those are the things we're going to teach you in the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. And again, this is an absolute no-brainer. This is free, a free 3-day bootcamp. And yes, there are recordings. There's going to be bonus Q&As, bonus material. We're going to give you the exact case studies and templates that have allowed us to grow dozens of accounts, not just with thousands and thousands of followers, but also converting those followers into customers and subscribers and clients along the way. We're going to give you the exact blueprint that you've been looking for in this free virtual 3-day event. Just visit growyourgram, like grow your Instagram, growyourgram.com, and reserve your free ticket. We'll see you there.
I want to backtrack a little bit to the first order of 100 that you did. I mean, you said you designed them, but someone else made them. I want to talk about that. Did you, was it just like a friend who made them? Was it a manufacturing company? Tell me about that process.
No, because when I was at the Marketing Impact Academy, they talk about outsourcing in Asia and stuff like that. So I was looking for sites that I could, you know, work with someone that can do it for a small price, but with my things in mind. Mm-hmm. So that's how I researched. So that's the first batch that we did was there. Then a lot of other batches that we did was there, but it was, for me, it was not a very financial burden for me to, you know, just buy for $400 of stuff. And then if it doesn't sell, I'm just going to do like gifts or something like that with it. But yeah, that's how we started.
Got it. Okay. I know that, I'm pretty sure FOMO is something that you work on creating a lot in your organic marketing. What is FOMO? And then what are some of your best practices for creating FOMO?
Okay. So the first thing is getting people excited about the fact that I just did this thing and designed a headband and, you know, very excited. It's going to come in 2 weeks. And then it was very much in the stories, and I would do live and stuff like that, but it was very much in the stories that it was happening. So this is the first thing I did. Then I was, you know, taking picture of the tracking. Hey, it's over there right now and it's coming up. And then when it came into my mail, I did a live, you know, looking at the headband and trying them on. And then I said, tomorrow at this hour, like at 12, it's going to be up. So that's how it sold out very fast. And I asked them, which color do you like the most? And everyone that was saying, okay, it's the orange, it's the red, I was messaging them privately to say, hey, it's up right now. You can do me an e-transfer and I can send it back to you and everything. So yeah, that's how I did it. Like just being excited myself and then giving the people the excitement back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine, because that was 2 years ago, right? That was 2019. And you're telling the story now and still I can feel your excitement about it. Right. And you just documented that on your Instagram stories and kind of allowed your audience to be a part of that journey with you. So I'm sure it felt very personal to them. And then obviously there's a limited quantity of headbands that you had. So that was like, hey, there's only this many. And once they're gone, they're gone. That's really cool. That's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And still to this day, people who bought the first time, they are so proud that they bought it, because they're like, man, this is so much bigger than it was at the beginning when we were like following you and everything. But I still answer them and I'm still like pouring my heart out. And those people are still buying 2 years after. So yeah.
Very cool. And I also wanted to point out the, you know, we didn't really dive deep on this earlier, but this first launch that you did, you didn't even have an Etsy shop set up at that time. It was just social media and you were just kind of, you were wearing every hat, so to speak. Like you were basically running the cash register via the direct messages. Like that's really cool. And it also shows what's possible with only about 2,000 followers, you said, selling out 100 of these headbands in one day without even having an Etsy or a Shopify or any sort of website. That's really powerful.
Yes, that was a lot of work. And then it escalated so much faster than I thought. Actually, when the pandemic hit in March, I had, you know, a shipment that was supposed to come through, but it didn't came through. Mm-hmm. And the excitement was building. And then in April, when I received this shipment, it was like 10,000 headbands that I had in my basement. Like right now I have a place where I can put my stuff, but it was all in my basement. The 10,000 headbands, because every time I had shipment, it was 100, then I had 200, then I had four. I was always building up like twice the shipment that I wanted to sell. So in April, the 10,000 the headbands that were there sold out in 2 days. And we made a launch of about $40,000 this month. It was crazy. And I had people coming in helping me ship this stuff. And then I had to have an employee. And then my husband lost his job and he came to work with me until September. So everything can happen. Only like you only have to start, really. And then I'm still figuring out like a lot of stuff on my own.
And you're a mom of two as well, right? So that's worth noting that you've done all of this while having two daughters. Is that correct?
At home. Yeah.
At home. Okay. Tell me more about what it's been like being a mom and juggling all of this, like time-wise. Is this building this business? Is this 40, 50, 60 hours a week? Is this less? Is it more?
Well, until maybe this summer, it has been about 50 hours a week. And my daughters are a lot with me, helping me going ship this headband and give it to me and everything. And they're very a part of the business. And they think it's fun to come and work with me because I don't like, hey, go over there and don't bother me or anything. Yeah. They're really a part of it. But it's not been easy. And it's been like, you know, working until 2 a.m. sometimes waking up at 4, and yeah, never ending day. But it's possible as well. And now I have one full-time employee who is helping me doing all the backup stuff. And now it's getting better.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. What are some big no-nos or some big mistakes to avoid when it comes to having a physical product business?
Yeah. The first thing is having your price very low. Too low. The first time I sold out my 100, it was way too low. It was what, like half of what I was selling. I am selling right now because I didn't know the principle of, you know, having a product stuff, like what's the profit margins and everything. And sometimes we're in the scarcity of, if I'm putting this too high, I'm never going to sell it. But it's not true. You really have to make a profit. If you really want to live off your business, you have to make a profit. So my personal thing is having about a 60-65 profit margin. So always think about that. And always, if you're making it yourself, always think about the hours that you put making this product. It costs money as well. The second thing is free shipping. If you do free shipping, then it has to be included in your price. Don't do just free shipping is so much expensive. I just did my taxes like 2 months ago. And man, I was like, what? That's crazy, the amount of money that we put on shipping. So if I was always doing free shipping, I would be like, I would not be there today to talk to you. And another pitfall, having low inventory all the time, like it can build a momentum like I did with my company. But in the long run, because now we're working on having stores having a product. So every time that they are out of a product, if you don't have it, they would not want to do business with us. Yeah. And every time someone is going on your website and you don't have anything, they're going to forget about you. So don't have low inventory. And last thing, don't take it as a hobby as well. Take it as a hobby. It's always going to be a hobby. So just, you know, search on YouTube, search on everything, go to Marketing Impact Academy, go to Instagram Hub, and, you know, learn stuff about how to leverage your business online and how to have a very successful product business online.
Mm-hmm. If you treat your business like a hobby, it's always going to stay a hobby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the next steps that you're taking in this business moving forward? I know you've told us a little bit about it. What's next for you?
Yeah. So the first thing that we want is to invest in agency that can help us, you know, setting up ads that are going to drive traffic to our Shopify store. Second thing is working with another agency that's going to help us, you know, build the US expansion that we want to have, and working with influencers that are in the United States so that they can wear our stuff. So that's really our focus for 2022. And then 2024, we want to have a warehouse in the United States. So that's really our main goal.
Nice. I want to really quickly ask you about this micro-influencer marketing, which is one of the biggest and fastest growing industries in the world right now. And if people aren't really aware of what this is, we've done episodes on it on Build Your Tribe in the past. But basically, it's instead of getting the Kim Kardashian influencers, it's getting the smaller micro-influencers who have you know, 4,000 or 5,000 followers, but a super engaged following. So can you tell me more about how you've found these people, how you've gotten in contact with them? How have you pitched your brand to them? Like, kind of how does that all work?
Okay. So the first one that we worked with, I was working with her in Beachbody. So it was very easy for me to ask her. And then her audience grew so much through time and she's still with us. So that's very good. But for the other ones, I was just doing voicemail, actually. I was like, I'm following you. I love what you do. And one of our main lines in business is that I suffer from eating disorders. So I'm looking for people who are talking about it freely online and can represent our brand like very, very good. So I'm looking for that kind of influencer that are representing themselves very good online. And I'm just being very honest with them. That's what I can offer you. That's why I love you. That's why I think you should be with our brand. Are you interested? And that's pretty much it. No flaws, no blah blahs, just me and them. And pretty much everyone said yes. So
wow. And if it might vary, but do you usually send them a product for free the first time or a couple, or how does that work?
I offer them about 3 products that they choose online that they want. And then they are presenting those products online to their audience. And then I ask them 1 to 2 picture in the next 2 months with my stuff on their feed. And then they have a promo code that they can just, you know, talk about once a week. That's what I ask for them. And I give them 5 to 10% of their sales with this promo code. So it's very, you know, and they're very happy with it, actually, just to receive, you know, $50, $60, $100 here and there and having free products. They're very happy.
I'm sure. Sounds very mutually beneficial. What is your website? Where can we find these headbands for ourselves? And then I believe you also might have a little discount code for our audience. Can you tell us about that?
Of course. So I'm French Canadian. So it's Mama, M-A-M-A-N, hippiebrand.com. So you can find us online like this. And I have a 15% discount for everyone that's listening to every headband, everything on our site, which is build your tribe in one word.
Perfect. And we'll link all of that up in the show notes as well. So if anyone just wants to scroll down on their page and tap right on that link and check out everything that you have available. Thank you so much for all of your knowledge and thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time.
Of course, as always, the links to pretty much everything that we talked about during today's podcast can be found in the show notes down below this episode, and the discount code for 15% off of your first order with Mama and Hippie Brand is Build Your Tribe, all one word. That's the discount code, and again, of course, that's in the show notes down below the episode, and I hope you enjoyed the interview today. If you did, I would really appreciate it if you took a screenshot of your phone right now, posted it on your story, and maybe even add what your biggest takeaway from today's episode was. That way you're sharing some valuable knowledge with your followers and you're sharing the podcast with them. So if they want to give it a listen themselves, they can. Oh, and make sure to tag me at Brock11Johnson so that I can see it as well. And so that I can thank you for sharing and listening to today's episode. Again, thank you so much for listening. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.